This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Bob Lennox. Many area students begin their first full week of school this Monday. Classroom visits and half days transition to the routine of the school year. It's also the time when motorists become reacquainted with traveling through school zones. The morning and afternoon enforcement windows often catch a preoccupied driver in a common offense.
The main infraction you normally see is speeding. A lot of the drivers on the roadway are not observant of the fact that they're actually in a school zone. Most of the motorists that I speak to involved in these issues tell you that I was not aware that I was in a school zone. I didn't see a sign, or I was unaware of the time and things of that nature.
That's Corporal Dwayne Crowder with the Monroe Police Department's Traffic Division. He, along with fellow corporals J.L. Sanders and Joe Smith, have seen their share of motorists zipping through reduced speed zones unaware in the first few weeks of school being back in session. As school buses return to area roadways, some motorists fail to take proper action when buses are present. One basic reminder is whether traveling on a 2-, 4-, or 5-lane road, when a vehicle approaches a stationary school bus with stop signs extended, that vehicle should come to a stop. Smith says there is one situation for traffic headed in the opposite direction of the bus to continue.
The only difference would be if you had a separated roadway as such as 165.
Another situation drivers need to recognize is that the law mandates school buses stop at all railroad crossings. While motorists can proceed when approaching a bus at a crossing, again, if the stop signs are extended, vehicles must come to a stop. School bus drivers have the authority in such cases, when the bus's stop signs are out and a vehicle passes, to file a report and turn it over to the police. Smith says that can result in a citation.
The owner of the vehicle can be cited a stop sign violation or even a passing the school bus violation, which is a little bit more severe, but just based on that bus driver's affidavit.
When present, traffic control within a school zone is under the authority of a crossing guard. The guard dictates traffic flow and can file reports on vehicles in violation of their commands. While a crossing guard is likely to get the driver's attention, it's the occasion where there is no guard and the driver is distracted or unaware that poses a problem. Sanders says the physics of someone's reaction time always goes against them.
That's the problem with cheating 5 miles over the speed limit. Whether you're in a school zone or out of school zone, doesn't matter. Your vehicle's going to continue to travel. You got to realize your body and mind cannot react to the physics of actual moving down the road and be able to stop. And that's one of the big excuses, well, I didn't have time. Well, normally if you didn't have time, we can figure it out mathematically. The reason why you didn't have time is because you were speeding.
The potential hazards outside the vehicle are numerous when a motorist is distracted, but Sanders points to a great concern inside some cars.
Children not properly restrained. So there again, that's another issue that this traffic unit looks at. We enforce it.
Most law enforcement departments gladly offer assistance to parents and guardians in making sure child safety seats are installed and operate properly. Monroe Police offer such service. Citizens may call to make an appointment for a safety seat check. With the school year underway, the three officers stress to be alert at all times when it comes to traveling in or near school zones.
Not only as police officers do we want to keep these children safe, we're also parents. I wouldn't want that to happen to my child. I sure don't want it to happen to somebody else's child.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.